When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 10th edition. 14 games on tap for you tonight. I hope everybody had a good Monday of action. Saw some green screens over there in the FSD Slack chat, which is always very, very nice. And the QuantEdge NFL package continues to crush more big winners on a two-game Monday night slate. I'm telling you guys, if you're serious about playing NFL DFS, you can obviously, you need to listen to the 2-Point Conversion NFL DFS podcast, but the QuantEdge.com has the articles and the tools you need to succeed. And right now, with promo code Bubba, you can get the rest of the NFL season for $124.99, regularly $149.99. They went 5-0 on their best bets this week. Betting package is usually $199.99. Use Bubba, you get it for $149.99. If you want the all-inclusive, if you want it all, instead of $299, it is $249.99 with promo code Bubba. So I recommend checking out QuantEdge.com. You will not regret it at all. All right, we'll get through this 14-game slate as quick as possible. As always, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick and join us in the chats to break it all down for you. Braves at Phillies, 9.5. Dodgers, Orioles, 9.5. Red Sox, Jays, waiting on that one as the Jays are starting a new guy, TJ Zouk. D-backs, Mets, 8. Brewers, Marlins, 9. Nationals, Twins, 10.5. Rays, Rangers, 9. Royals, White Sox, 9.5. A's, Astros, 10. Is that enough for the Astros these days? My God. Cardinals, Rockies, 13. Pirates, Giants, 8.5. Indians, Angels, waiting on that one as Jose Suarez coming back into the Angels rotation. Cubs, Padres, 8.5. And Reds, Mariners, 9. So, tons of offense. Some okay pitching, but not great. DK, their pricing's been wild of late. They're really, really making you work for it. So, it's going to be a fun, interesting way to break it down. There's also a 6-game turbo slate if you need to go there. A couple 4-game slates as well if you're not feeling up to the 14-game banger. Let's start with the pitching. You got 4 guys over 10K. You got a lot of 9K guys. So the 4 guys over 10K, you got Walker Buehler, 12-3 at Baltimore. He is outstanding tonight. He is expensive tonight, but he's outstanding. This dude's been just so, so good. Got hit around by Colorado's last time out, but 35 at San Diego, 29 against Toronto, 25, 52, a 9, and then a 39, 20, 23. Walker Buehler has been great. You got to worry they're going to sometime eventually limit his innings, but for now, faces a Baltimore team that strikes out 23% of the time, minus 280 road favorite, almost 30% K rate. Baltimore's team total is 3.4, lowest on the slate. Buehler's a great play if you can pay up. It's tough to pay up these days with the way pricing is, but there is a lot of bat value, like Nico Horner. It was pointed out by Dyer Work, a Cubs fan, yesterday that he got called up. He was $2,100 yesterday, and he crushed it. He's $2,100 again tonight. So there's value out there if you want it. Will that kind of value always pay off? No. But it's there if you want to take the chances. So you can definitely look at a guy like Walker Buehler. Zach Gallen at 11-2 is a very, very intriguing play against the Mets. Don't hate that at all. Lance Lynn at 10-5 as well. It's just it's all about savings at this point. Like, Gallen's a really good play at the Mets. He's faced him, I believe, a couple times with the Fish. He faced him once, got you 12 DK points. He's been a pretty solid acquisition by the Arizona Diamondbacks, one would say. But Lance Lynn, 10-5. He struggled since that hot, hot start, but still averaging about 20 points per game at home this season. Against Tampa this year, he's got 8 shutout innings, 10 Ks for almost 40 DK points. 15 or more points in 2 straight starts. It's been a rocky road of late, but supposed to be in the mid to low 90s in Texas, which is different for them. Tampa Bay striking out 22% of the time versus righties. Lynn, 27% K rate. Tampa Bay has a team total of 4.6. Lefties, 301. Righties, 280 versus Lance Lynn. So Lynn at 10-5. It's in play. It's risky in that ballpark, but in play. Jose Quintana is $9,500. has my attention because why? He's facing the San Diego Padres. Yes, the Padres do have some power versus left-handed hitting, but you got a guy like Quintana. If anything, it's just consistent 15-plus points with 30-plus point upside. He had a stretch of three straight games over 30 points a few starts back. Since then, a 13 and a 19. He's got upside at $9,500 in pitcher-friendly Petco Park. Facing the Padres, you strike out 26.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Minus 125 road favorite, 21% K rate, 44% ground ball rate of his own. San Diego has a team total of 4. It is the fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 287, righties 320 versus the Padres. They do have a 336 wOBA and a 201 ISO versus lefties, which is outstanding. But they strike out a ton. They have been awfully quiet of late. So a guy like Quintana at 95 is on the radar. Last but not least, in this 9K and above range, haven't been a fan of him in a long, long time. This is more of a situation thing. It's Trevor Bauer at $9,100 at the Seattle Mariners. He's faced Seattle once this year, 6 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks for 28 points. He's been bad on the road with Cincy, really, really bad on the road. At home, he's been great. You're playing with fire, but again, it's Seattle, who's often super, super inconsistent, striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching right now. You got Bauer, 27.5% K rate of his own, to go to the 37.5% ground ball rate. And the Seattle team with a 4.25 team total. Lefties 347, righties 289. If you want to roll the dice with Bauer at 91, he's got extreme upside, but extreme risk these days. I don't mind it at 91. Him and Quintana are very interesting. When I rank it out, I got Buehler, Quintana, Bauer, and then Lance Lynn. Somehow Zach Gallen is going to spin a gem, I bet. But pricing-wise, I just can't get myself to go there with Gallen because he just doesn't have that massive, massive upside at that price point. But Buehler, Quintana, Bauer, Lynn is where I'm going. If you can't pay for Buehler, then it's Quintana and Lynn are your top dogs for me at the 9K and above range. Now when you drop down, it gets nasty. It gets real nasty. Jacob Junis, $8,600 at the White Sox, has some upside. He's faced the White Sox twice this year. He's averaging 26 points per appearance against the Sox. We know Junis can get destroyed at times, but also has, again, that big upside. He faced them back on July 15th, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 10 Ks for 33.5 DraftKings points. Usually he's good for about 15-ish, give or take, but he does show that upside. White Sox strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Junis, 21% K rate, 44% ground ball rate. And when you look at the White Sox, a team total of 4.9, lefties 348, righties 338 versus Junis, but a White Sox team mentioned the near 26% K rate, a 306 wOBA, and a 154 ISO. Not good, Bob, when it comes to the Chicago White Sox. And they've just been struggling tremendously over the last month or so of the season. It's been a big, big, big blow to the White Sox. Johnny Cueto at 8,000 has my attention. I'd like to see more on his pitch count, but his last rehab started through 75. I'd imagine he goes 85-ish, maybe 90 against Pittsburgh at home. That gives me some hope at $8,000. It will be his first start of the year. It is a Pirates team that does not strike out a ton. Mad Bum threw great last night. Something to keep in mind there. Pittsburgh's team total is 4. It's the fifth lowest on the slate. So Cueto at 8,000, little bit of upside for you there. Nate Eovaldi, this is where we're at, folks. We're at Nate Eovaldi at $7,300 at the Toronto Blue Jays. He was a disaster when he first got back from the IL, an absolute disaster. Maybe he was still trying to figure things out. I don't know. But he's gone 4 innings, 2 starts to go, 5 innings his last time out. There's 2 longest appearances of the year. He's up to about 80 pitches or so, give or take, maybe 85 now. He had 12.3 and 20.6 points. 3 and 8 strikeouts. He's only given up 1 run in each of those appearances. That's the big takeaway there. $7,300 at the Toronto Blue Jays, a Toronto Blue Jays team that you know you can strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Eovaldi still a 23% K rate, but an 11% walk rate. The walk rate is not helping him at all. And has a 46% ground ball rate. He's just given up a lot of hard contact and a lot of walks. If he limits those, the strikeouts are there, the ground balls are there against a Toronto Blue Jays team that you can take advantage of. A Toronto Blue Jays team where against Eovaldi, where lefties hit 315, righties 339, but a Blue Jays team with a 305 wOBA, which is not great versus righties. They do have a 200 ISO. They hit him with power, but a lot of strikeouts in that offense at $7,300. Eovaldi, as much as he's been bad this year, has a little bit of upside. Last but not least, at $6,800, Ronald Bolaños of the San Diego Padres. The kid got called up. He was dealing in the minor this year. Really, really good stuff in the minors. In his first appearance at Arizona, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, 4 Ks for 13.3 points. This is strictly a GPP punt type play as he's facing a Cubs team that went bananas last night. They are swinging very, very, very hot sticks right now. So be careful, but they strike out almost 23% of the time versus righties. They do have a team total of the Chicago Cubs. Team total of 4.5. Lefties, small sample. It's one appearance. Lefties, 430. Righties, 218 versus Bolaños. So keep that in mind. But $6,800, he's GPP viable, still very risky. The point is there's no good punts tonight. So in your 7, 8K range here, I got Eovaldi 1, Junis 2, Cueto 3, Bolaños 4. That's the level we are at, folks. Now when you go below that, it's even nastier. You got Eliezer Hernandez, no. Chase Anderson at 6K, if you need to, yes. He was very consistent for a while. The last month or so has been a disaster, but it's at Miami, so I can see that if you need to. Chase Anderson at 6K is there. Otherwise, you roll the dice on Ivan Nova at $4,800. That's where you're at. It's Chase Anderson, Ivan Nova, or puke. Very simple. That's what you're looking at. So, recapping your pitching up top, Buehler, Quintana, Bauer, Lynn. In the middle, Eovaldi, Junis, Cueto, Bolaños. Down below, Chase Anderson, Ivan Nova. Let's get to the bats on this slate. Before we do, Super Draft, new daily fantasy sports website. Tons and tons of fun. Saw some of those green screens this morning in the FSD Slack chat. It's been a fun ride as things got started there. Baseball and football we've been playing. Golf kicks off this week. Listen to the always pressing PGA DFS podcast. Previewing the Greenbrier. Go play some Super Draft. Tons of fun there. It's a new style of daily fantasy sports. It's a multiplier scoring. It's no salary. You play the guys you want to play. Take the risk you want to take with the multipliers and cash money system. There's tons of overlay all the time. So go check it out, superdraft.com. Sign up with promo code Bubba. Gets you a $10 deposit bonus when you deposit $10 or more for the first time. All right, the bats on this slate. Catcher's position. Will Smith versus Ty Block in Baltimore at 52 is very, very, very appealing if you feel like paying up. Just seeing that price alone tells me the Dodgers are going to be quite expensive against Ty Block. And it makes sense. It's a phenomenal environment. They have a team total of 6.1, lefties 389, righties 395. There's two other six totals. They involve Coors Field. So the Dodgers very much in play at $5,200 for Will Smith versus Ty Block. If you want to save some cash, which is usually a good thing to do at the position, Yasmani Grandal is 4,400 against Eliezer Hernandez. You can get to Eliezer with lefties. Grandal went deep yesterday. Still a good play again tonight. James McCann at 38 versus Junis can be in play. Wilson Ramos, it's Zach Gallen, so I'm not running to do, but another two hits last night for Ramos. Someone to keep an eye on in that situation. Like Christian Vasquez versus Zouk of Toronto at 36. That's a good way to save a few bucks in that matchup. Sliding on down further at the position. With 14 games, we should have tons and tons of options. Like Williams Astudillo at $3,300 versus Anibal Sanchez. That's not bad savings at all. Something I could really get behind there. Buster Posey's $3,200 just has not been the same guy. It's a great matchup versus Keller. Just hasn't been that guy. It's Francisco Cervelli versus Jason Vargas at 3K. That's got some serious upside to it. Maldonado versus Tanner Roark at 3K. Another guy we could check out. Other than that, kind of get to your lineups. There's going to be a lot. Like Austin Hedges versus Quintana at 26. If you just want to punt, that can be an option for you. There's going to be a bunt. Beef Wellington's down here nice and cheap versus Junis. So lots of options at the catcher's position if you need to punt and save some cash. First base, you got Belly Bombs at 56. Jock Jams at 55 versus Ty Block. That is fun. David Freese is even 54 and he mashes lefties. So you got some options there at the position. But if you don't want to pay up that much, you can easily get some savings. Paul Goldschmidt and Coors at 51 versus Chichi Gonzalez. Not too shabby there. You got Daniel Murphy versus Michael Walker at 47 in play for you as well. Jose Abreu is one of the consistent bright spots of the Chicago White Sox. Almost 12 points over his last 10, 20 points his last game out. 20, 24, 9, and 19 in his last four games. Gets Mr. Junis tonight. Not a bad look there for Abreu at 4,600. Anthony Rizzo's been awfully quiet, but 4,500 bucks. He went 0-for-4 again last night, and they scored double-digit runs. He's 4,500 versus Bolaños, but he's just been cold with that back injury. Keep that in mind. Going to the low fours and below, a guy like Garrett Cooper versus Chase Anderson. Chase Anderson's always shown some reverse splits. When you look at the Miami Marlins, again, team total is only four, but lefties 269, righties 370. So got Garrett Cooper, if you need to get weird at 4K, put a Miami stack together for cheap. You can definitely do that at $4,000. I don't hate a Miami stack at all. I think that's a very good way to save some cash on tonight's slate. Other than that, below 4K, there will be guys down here. But if you want to go Justin Smoke at 37 versus Eovaldi, hoping for that power upside, you can go there. G-Man Choi versus Lynn at 36 in that matchup. Rowdy Tellez at 35 versus Eovaldi. Chester Cuthbert and Ryan O'Hearn are both 3,400 bucks versus Ivan Nova. That is very nice as well. If the Royals are going to be priced down versus Nova, that's a very, very sweet spot. Kansas City, 4.6 team total. Lefties, 336. Righties, 365 versus Nova. So you guys like Ryan O'Hearn, Chester Cuthbert at 34 are values for you. They also have their teammate. Let me keep sliding down. Sam Travis is 3K versus Zouk. But the Royals teammate, they just are not going to price him up, are they? Nope. They are not. That is crazy. You got a price decrease, actually. Ryan McBroom, first base outfield eligible. This is what we mean by savings. First base outfield eligible. He got a 0 yesterday, a 16 the game before, a 2, a 3, an 8, a 5. He's $2,000. He's been hitting like 6th in that Royals lineup. Ryan McBroom at $2,000, hitting 316. He hit well in the minors with some pop. $2,000 against Ivan Nova. Not bad, folks. Not bad savings at all. Second base, you got Tommy Edman at 54. He's in play at Coors versus Chichi, no doubt about it. Ozzie Albies loves him some lefties, $4,900 versus Jason Vargas. Really good look for you there. 10 more points from Albies yesterday, averaging 11.8 over his last 10. 10-0, 14-19-19, 7-13-2, 12-22. So 10 or more in 7 of his last 10 games for Ozzie Albies at $4,900. Again, getting a good lefty matchup there. Whit Merrifield, 48. Good look there versus Nova for sure. So the Royals and the Fish, nice cheap tags there if you want to stack them up and get some pitching tonight. Ryan McMahon and Coors at 47, obviously in play against a guy like Michael Wacha. Jose Altuve, I like Tanner Roark a lot. He's been pitching well. I also like Mike Fiers a lot, but I knew better than to play him against Houston. Altuve, 24 points last night, $4,500. Great spot for him again tonight. Going on down farther, Johnny VR at 42 versus Bueller, GPP only, but there's upside. Kevin Biggio in a GPP as well at 41 versus Nate Eovaldi. We love Biggio's power, but he can be very, very streaky, like 4, 9, 2, 5, 2, 27, 18, 9, 10. Big upside, super streaky, good GPP at 41 versus Eovaldi. Jonathan Scope versus Animal Sanchez at 41 has got some value for you as well. A few others to take a peek at down here. Nick Solak at $3,900 versus Yarbrough. I'm a Yarbrough fan, but I'm also a big Nick Solak fan. Second base, third base eligible. Averaging about 10 in his last 10. 23-7, 220 in his last 4. Going up against the lefty Yarbrough. Tejas has a 4.4 team total in that matchup. Lefty's 283, righty's 282. Yarbrough's been very good. But nice hitter-friendly environment tonight. Solak in the middle of that order at about 3,900. Does have some appeal to it. A few others. Robbie Cano keeps hitting. Jason Kipnis went deep yesterday. He's 37. You got Zobrist leading off at 36. Gavin Lux, 35 versus Ty Block. As always, there's going to be tons and tons of guys. Brock Holt versus Zook's only 3,400. Mauricio Dubon's only 34 versus Mitch Keller. Value, value, value this time of year, folks. There will be a ton. There'll be $2,000 guys. Like Joey Wendell's 3,200 bucks, likely leading off in Texas versus Lance Lynn. That's got some tremendous upside. If Garrett Hampson cracks the Colorado lineup, he's 3,100 versus Michael Wacha. So there's so many ways to go. That's why it's really key to check the lineups when they get released. See if Ison Diaz is hitting for Miami. If he's in a good spot in the order, he's 2,800 bucks versus Chase Anderson. Diaz has power. He's been struggling at the plate. Big time power. Sheldon Noisy, 2,600 bucks versus Wade Miley. He's been hitting the ball harder than almost anybody in baseball over the last week or two. Stuff there. And then if you want a good one, this is his real name, but he went deep his last game out. He's got 19-3-8 in his last two. He You want another $2,000 guy? Danny Mendick of the Chicago White Sox, second base, third base eligible, going up against Jacob Junis. And I'm not even joking. His last name is M-E-N-D-I-C-K. Danny Mendick is $2,000. And that's why punts are aplenty on these slates. Third base, Rendon at 55. Yep, versus Berrios, not bad at all. But Edmund and Coors, Arenado and Coors, both great plays. Wouldn't mind seeing some Rafael Devers in Toronto versus Zouk at 52 either. Big upside for you in that one. Bregman continues to crush. He went deep yesterday. He got you 20 DraftKings points. He's averaging 13.5 his last 10. Probably one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball. 27, 16, 21, 9, 17, 16, 9, 12, 8. He has 7 or more points in 10 straight. He's got double digits in 7 of 10. He's been really good. $5,100. Bregman is on fire. Hunter Dozier, $4,900. Good value, good play versus Nova if you're stacking up the Royals. Yoan Moncada at 46. Good GPP versus Junis as well. But our boy, Eugenio Suarez, it's not in Great American Small Park, unfortunately. But he gets Justice Sheffield tonight. Suarez coming off a 33-point game of his own, averaging 13 over his last 10. 33-0, 26-20 over his last 4. The dude's got 44 Jimmy Jacks on the season. He might add to that tonight versus Justice Sheffield. Great spot for Miguel, or Eugenio Suarez on tonight's action. Going on down farther, like Matt Chapman at 42 in a GPP. Sure, why not? Don't hate that at all. Starling Castro's been streaking. He's $4,100 for his Chase Anderson. We mentioned Anderson's reverse splits. Castro's got 4 homers and 4 doubles, hitting .359 over his last 10 games, averaging 13.2 over that stretch. If you need to get different, you can definitely do that with Starling Castro. Going below the 4K realm, you got like Vladito at 39 versus Eovaldi. That's got some upside. Nick Solak again at 39. If you think Trevor Bauer's going to struggle, Kyle Seager at 39 is a really good play. Flexing that muscle since early August. Really interesting play there if you're looking for some value. But as you keep sliding down, some positions don't have it as much as others. But like Corey Spangenberg at 35, it's okay. It's not great. I'd rather go to a guy like Chesler Cuthbert at 34 or Williams Estadio at 33 or a Colin Moran at 34 if I'm looking for savings. Joey Wendell at 32, likely leading off in Texas, is a good value compared to some of those other ones at the position. As I slide on down, don't forget you'll have Mr. Mendick down here at $3,000 for you as well. He'll be third base eligible if you need to get weird at the position. Shortstop, Trevor Story and Coors at 54 is a great price tag. Mondesi at 53 is good. Bogaerts 52. Bregman 51. Lindor 5K. All really good plays. I try to focus around Story and Bregman at this 5K and above, but all solid, solid looks as you build them up today. Bo Bichette, very nice at $4,900 in a GPP because he's kind of been boom or busty as late as well. Not nearly as hot as he once was. Still putting up great numbers overall, but kind of slowing down just a bit there for Bo Bichette. So going down to the 4K range, you got a guy like Paul DeJong at $4,800 in Coors. That's actually a really friendly price tag for a Coors environment versus Chichi Gonzalez. Don't mind that at all. Going down even farther now, Jorge Polanco's quieted down a bit, but 45 versus Animal, worth a look. Mention Johnny VR in your GPPs. Dansby Swanson at 4K versus Vargas. He's been crushing lefties all season. So is Gene Segura at 4K. Both intriguing at their 4K price tag. But when you're looking for value at the position, like a Charlie Culberson, if he's in a decent spot in the Atlanta order against Vargas at 36, he opens it up a little. Ahiri Adrianza at 35 versus Sanchez is another look for you. Miguel Rojas, only 34 for Miami. He's a very sneaky guy. I talk about him a lot on the show because he produces more than he doesn't at that price tag. Mauricio Dubon at 34, another guy we like. Willy Adames at 32 versus Lance Lynn in that very good hitting environment. Jose Iglesias at 3,100 versus Justice Sheffield is some upside as well. We'd like Cincinnati in this Great American Small Park, but we'll take what we can get. And Iglesias at 31 does bring a little bit of upside there versus Justice Sheffield in that matchup. A few others, Ryan Goings at 28. If you're looking to punt, he's in play for you as well. And there'll probably be more, but for now, we'll stick it with that. Outfield on a 14-game slate, we'll have so many. I will not mention them all. You'll have to, if you have questions, hit me up. But there will be tons and tons. But Christian Yelich is a great play at 58. That's Captain Obvious type stuff. You got Belly Bombs and Peterson we talked about. But Blackman versus Walker at 55 is great. Mookie Betts is just having a run for the ages right now. Getting Zook tonight at 54 has some major upside in his matchup. Jose Berrios has been struggling a ton, so if you want to go Juan Soto at 54, don't hate it at all. You got Georgie Springer at 54 in a very, very good spot as he continues to come back from his concussion the last few games. But you look at guys like Marcelo Zuna and Coors at 53, okay. Ronald Acuna and DPS, he's getting Vargas. But Meadows at 52 against Lynn, that is sneaky nice as Meadows is just crushing it, averaging almost 14 over his last 10. Four doubles, four homers, hitting 432 over his last 10 games. 21, 7, 10, 30, 16, 8, 23, 17 over his last 8 games. Really swinging a hot stick. You got Jordan Alvarez, who double-donged last night. Hit one in the triple deck. He's averaging 11 over his last 10. 28 points last night. Always GPP viable with Jordan. I love Meadows at 52. That's a very, very nice price tag. Jorge Soler, Hunter Dozier at $4,900 versus Nova. Whit Merrifield at 48, so some nice looks there against Ivan Nova. You got Just Dongs Martinez in play, but Kyle Schwarber went deep again yesterday. He got a price decrease today. He's $4,800. He's got four homers, eight extra base hits, hitting 324 over his last 10, averaging almost 12 a game. He picked up a 19 spot yesterday. He's 48 versus Poblanos. Not a bad look for you. AJ Pollock in Baltimore versus Block at 47. That's actually some savings when it comes to these Dodgers hitters we've been naming off for you. So not too shabby there at all. Tommy Pham at 46 versus Lynn has its upside. Nick Castellanos went deep again yesterday. He's $4,500, averaging 12 over his last 10. Five homers over his last 10. 26 points yesterday. Lots of upside at $4,500 for Castellanos in that matchup. Chris Taylor versus Block at 44. Another nice piece of the Dodgers for savings as well. Eddie Rosario at 44 versus Anibal Sanchez. Definite home run upside in that matchup. Kyle Tucker hopefully makes the Astros lineup at $4,300 versus Tanner Rourke. That would be oh so nice. Would love to see that. Sliding on down farther in the 4K range, Jordan Luplow, GPP viable versus the lefty Suarez at 42. Brian Reynolds at only 42 versus Cueto. I love. Told you he was good value yesterday. Put up a 12 spot. He's averaging 11.2 over his last 10 at $4,200 versus Cueto. Definite upside in that matchup. Don't hate that at all. Mark Connors, 41. Michael Brantley's only 41 versus Tanner Rourke. That is very, very nice. See which Cardinals make the lineups. You got like Jose Martinez, Tyler O'Neill, Harrison Bader, all $4,100 or cheaper in Coors Field. So very, very nice savings in that Cardinals outfield if you're looking to go there in Coors Field. Super, super savings. Probably chalky, but super savings. You got Kiki Hernandez, second base outfield eligible, 4K in Baltimore versus Ty Block. Another great saving for you there. Mentioned Garrett Cooper at 4K earlier. I like that a bit as well. Going on down, Franmil Reyes in a GPP at 4K versus Suarez is nice in a GPP. Eloy Jimenez with only $3,900 versus Junis. I like that quite a bit. Eloy hitting 326, six extra base hits over his last 10 games. Really hoping to finish the year strong. $3,900 has its upside in that matchup. Yeah, Bader's $3,900 in Coors. That's not shabby at all. Few others before we wrap it up, and the rest goes to the chats. Jason Hayward's 38. That's a little bit of value. Kevin Pillar's $3,800. Don't mind that as savings as well. Will Myers is heating up big time. He's some value for you against Jose Quintana if you want to look that direction. Ben Zobrist, 36 for some savings. So lots of ways to go on a 14-game slate, as you'd expect. Tons and tons of value. You just keep sliding down the pricing. There's still guys popping up left and right. So check it all out. Come join us in the chats with all of your questions. Recapping the pitching. Up top, it's Buehler, Quintana, Bauer, Lynn. Wouldn't be shocked if Gallen pitches well either. He's probably in play as well. In the middle, Eovaldi, Junis. No, it's Eovaldi. Can't even read on. Eovaldi, Junis, Cueto, Bolaños. Then down below, Chase Anderson, Ivan Nova. It's ugly. There's value. You hopefully don't punt if you don't need to, because again, value, value, value. If you're looking to stack it up, Coors is a great spot to start. St. Louis, Colorado, both good spots. St. Louis versus Chichi Gonzalez, very, very nice. St. Louis swinging very good sticks coming into this game. Lefties 416, righties 351 versus Chichi. Don't mind that at all. Boston versus TJ Zook could be very, very nice in that matchup. The Dodgers versus Ty Block is outstanding. Love that one. Houston's been red hot. Good spot to target there. You got Atlanta swinging some good sticks as well. You could go White Sox versus Junis. I like Cincinnati versus Justice Sheffield. Tampa Bay's contrarian versus Lynn. Kansas City versus Nova is a very nice one as well. Don't hate that at all. So lots of ways to go on a 14-game slate. Make sure to hit us up with all of your lovely questions. Let's BVP it and wrap her up here. JT Realmuto, 4-for-10 with a triple and a homer off Fried. Sean Rodriguez, Kingery, Bryce have all taken Fried deep. Acuna, 6-for-9 with a triple and a homer off Vargas. Brian McCann, Echeverria, Flowers, Donaldson have all taken Vargas deep as well. Chris Taylor, 7-for-22, 3 doubles and a homer off of Block. Pollock, Justin Turner, Enrique, Kike Hernandez have all taken Ty Block deep with their past history of Block as a gigante. Lewis Brinson has 2 homers off Chase Anderson Cooper and Starling Castro taking Chase Anderson deep. Nelson Cruz, 5-for-15 with a double and 4 home runs off Animal. Cron's taking him deep. Jonathan Scope, 5-for-12 with a double and 2 homers. Max Kepler, who's probably not playing, but he's 5-for-17 with a double and 3 homers. Marvin Gonzalez, 5-for-10 with a double. He's probably not playing. Polanco, 5-for-14, a double and a triple. Sano and Rosario taking him deep. The Twins are hitting .309 versus Animal with a .427 wOBA and a .331 ISO. That is not bad, folks. Not bad at all. Going on down farther, Moncada 7-for-17, 2 doubles versus Jacob Junis. Beef Wellington's taking Junis deep as well. Nolan Arenado 4-for-11, 2 homers off of Michael Wacha. That is, does not suck at all. Hunter Renfro 3-for-8, 2 homers off of Quintana. Kyle Seager 8-for-20, 4 doubles and a homer off Trevor Bauer. Kind of talked about him for a brief second. That is good to know. But that also wraps up this edition of Quick Hits. Again, check us out at fantasysportsdegens.com or come over to the Quant Edge, use promo code Bubba to get what you need over there. We got the Fantasy Degens Slack chat coming up, so go check that out. Lots of good stuff always going on in those chats. Bench with Bubba episode 209 dropped last night. Bubba and the Batflip 8. Lots of good stuff there. Recent news. First couple rounds of the two early mocks discussion for 2020. Really good stuff as always over there with myself and Batflip Crazy. The PGA Tour is back this week, so the always pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse previewing the Greenbrier, the military tribute at the Greenbrier dropped last night, so lots of good stuff there as well. More coming up this week. I'll be guesting on the Nasty Cast tonight, doing some 2020 fantasy baseball talk, so go check those boys out over there. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 10th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.